This Vrindavan evening is meant to take all of us to Braj, to Vrindavan. We want to leave Denmark far, far behind, and we want to go to the Holy Dham and to Vrindavan Dham. And now, I will first talk a little. You want to see immediately the slides, I know, but yeah, well, yes, history repeats itself. Okay. Yeah, what was it, the other song? Jaya Tata Matava. Jaya Tata Matava. Kunya Vihadi. Madhava Kunya Vihadi Gopijana Valava Giri Vadadade Gopijana Vallabha Giri Vadadade Gopijana Vallabha Giri Vadadade Nyato Dana Dana Vraja Dana Dana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Janjana Jamuna Kira Vanachadi Jamuna Kira Vanachadi Dadi Jayanatha Madhava Sunya Vihadi Jayanatha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadade Gopijana Vallabha Giri Vadadade Yasodana Nandana Vraja Jana Jangana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Jangana Jamuna Tira Vanachade Jamuna Tira Vanachade Jaya Rama Paramahansa Parabrata Vitarya Sato Sato Sisi Madhisti Vaingre Sila Vechara Naravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja O Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prince Kahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gradha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Muna Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Go All glories to the assembly body. All glories to the assembly body. All glories to the assembly body. All glories to C.C. Guru Shigaranda. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. How Vrindavan came to this earth is a great secret. Please listen. Once, when the earth was overburdened by so many different demons, the devatas came to the ocean of milk, which is situated somewhere in this universe, and they sat on the beach. They prayed for long, long time, looking over the waters of the ocean to a white island which was inside. They knew that on this island was Lord Sri Hari, a Vishnu form, and they wanted to request him to please come and do something to relieve the planet Earth of the demoniac forces. They sent Bhumi, the goddess of this earth, who took on the form of the cow. She was also amongst the demigods who prayed. Finally, Lord Vishnu appeared and said, "I cannot help you, because I am not the Supreme. It is Lord Krishna in Vrindavan." "Oh," said the Devatas, "how do we come and get Lord Krishna's darshan in Vrindavan?" Lord Vishnu was thinking for a long time. And then he said, "It's very difficult, but I will bring you to Vrindavan. I will be your guide. Follow me." So the demigods followed Lord Vishnu. They were floating through the universe until finally they arrived at the layers of the universe. And it became clear to them that it was impossible for these powerful demigods to pierce through the layers of the universe. As they were contemplating what to do, they heard the sound of a raging river. And they approached the river, and they saw that through a tunnel which was going through the layers of the universe, a wonderful river was coming. Who knows? Ganga, yes. They saw that on the side of the river was a bejeweled boat. Yes, you have heard properly. It was a boat covered with the most expensive jewels. So they thought, "Wow, this is a very good boat." And they looked at Lord Hari, and he said, "Come, let us enter the boat. With the boat, we will go through the layers of the universe." So they followed. They all went into this boat. It was many, many millions of demigods, and the boat was very large. The boat was driving them on the river. They were seeing how they were passing through one layer of the universe after the other. They saw different colors, mysterious beings inside the layers, yogis who had the eight mystic perfections. And finally, they came out of this universe, and they saw that they were all of a sudden surrounded by many such universes who were floating like footballs in an ocean. And they were going through these many universes, and they looked back and they saw that the universe which they had just left was very small and insignificant, and they felt ashamed. Then, as they were moving on and on and on, they finally came to a river. They didn't know how to cross the river, but Lord Vishnu said, "Come and follow me." And he went inside the river into what you can call a furt, a place where where you can go, where it's not so deep. And when they arrived on the other side, something extremely disturbing happened. A glaring light was overcoming them. The light was so glaring that they were losing their consciousness. They were so much confused that they actually lost the sense of identity. Lord Hari said, "There is only one possibility.
If you do not want to become extinguished by this light, you have to pay your obeisances. To the source of the light. What is this? Said the demigods. No time to ask philosophical questions. Just pay your obeisances, said Lord Hari. They went back. Whoever you are, source of the great light, please accept our most humble obeisances. When they said this, the light disappeared. And they could see in the distance a mysterious planet. This planet looked as if it was surrounded by many petals of a lotus flower. They were thinking, wow, where are we? And they saw that it was from this planet where all the light emanated. They did not know exactly from where, which source within the planet it came, but they saw it was coming somehow out of this planet, the planet of lotus flowers. Lord Hari said, follow me. And they all followed him. They floated by many different planets. Who knows what these planets were? Vaikuntha planets, very good. They saw them from the distance, they passed them, and they finally arrived before the planet of lotus petals. When they were just coming close to the gate, a powerful guard stood in their way. Chekai! Stop. He had a lens. He said, what do you want? Demigods understood. They had the power to rule a whole universe, but altogether they did not have the power to say, go away to the god. They had to follow this one particular god. What do you want? I have asked, said the god. We want to see Krishna. Said the god. You want to see Krishna? That is not so easy. And he called behind the doors, Chandanana, Chandanana, come. There are some people who want to see Krishna. The door was opening, and a mysterious little girl came out of the gate. This girl was full of light. She looked so beautiful, but it was an unearthly beauty, more beautiful than all the heavenly apsaras apsaras and even then Urvashi. Yes, more beautiful. Chandrana. I looked at them like a little girl does, and he said, who are you? Oh, said do we have to explain ourselves to you, a little girl? I guess so. Who are you? Well, we are the rulers of the universe. And Anana looked at them. Which universe, please? Demigods, well, which universe? I mean, and then Chandranana laughed at them. you think your little universe is all and all? And she had to laugh for quite some time at the foolishness of the demigods. Finally, Lord Hari, or Lord Vishnu, said, Chandranana, it's the universe that I am presiding. Oh, said Chandananda. Sorry, I was not laughing about you, Lord Vishnu. I was laughing about your servants who are so ignorant of life. So the demigods were very much amazed. And Chandananda said, you just wait here for a moment. I will go to Krishna and see if he has time for you. After some time, Chandananda came back. Yes, Lord Krishna has said that you can come and take darshan, but he wants me to give you first a tour of Vrindavan for purification. So the demigods were no longer surprised. They had seen so many things. They went and they saw many things. Let me describe to you some of the things which they saw. First, they saw a blackish Jamuna Devi, a beautiful river which looked like the Kajal, the Shminka. You know Shminka, from the eyes of the gopis. The Jamuna was beautified by bathing ghats which were consisting of jewels, the jewel steps going down in the water, and they saw all kinds of beautiful personalities taking their bath there. They saw people with musical instruments sitting on the side of the bathing ghats and glorifying Shri Radha and Krishna. They saw trees which had leaves of jewels standing there, giving a particularly nice shadow under which the Jamuna flew. And they saw peacocks calling Keka, 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 full of love. They never had seen such beauty and opulence. Then Chandranana said, let us go and see Govardhan. Oh, when they saw Govardhan, they felt great bliss in their hearts. They saw the king of rocks with many waterfalls and many caves where there were jeweled lamps and different pictures of Radha and Krishna. They saw on the bank of the, on the bottom of the lake, two beautifully glistening lakes, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. And all of a sudden, they heard something which almost drove them crazy. They heard the sound, the irresistible sound of a flute from the bank. Then they heard the sound. They did not know what happened to their minds. All of a sudden, they only had one desire. They wanted to see from where is this sound coming. They followed the sound. And then all of a sudden, as they came close, they saw a throne. And on the I forgot to tell you where the throne was. The throne was in a lotus flower of 1,000 petals, and on the throne was a baldachin. Above the throne was a baldachin, and on the throne they couldn't first recognize. It seemed it was a black tree embraced by a golden creeper. But then as they looked closer, they saw, no, it was not a tree. It was the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was blackish like a monsoon cloud. And the creeper was not a creeper, but it was Srimati Radhika. who was dressed in a bluish sari. When they saw the most beautiful form of the divine couples, tears of ecstasy welled in their eyes. Then they heard from where the sound was coming. It was Krishna who held the lotus flower, who held the flute to his lotus lips, and who was making the most wonderful melodies. They saw different gopis around with many instruments like veenas, mridangas. Some had trails of fruits, some others had the trails in which they had golden leafed beetle leaves which they were giving in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was smiling, his eyes were wandering and going over his devotees all the time, and he was giving joy to his devotees where they were. When they came closer to Krishna, something wonderful happened. All of a sudden they saw Lord Rama coming out of the body of Krishna. Then they saw Lord Narayan. Then they saw Lord Nrsingadev. Then they saw many different forms of Godhead coming out of the body of Krishna, smiling and coming back into the body of Krishna. And they were full of astonishment. Then Krishna took the flute away. All the demigods paid their most respectful obeisances into the ground of Vrindavan, and their helmets, bling, made a sound when they hit the ground, which was made from jewels, which was very loud because it were 33 million demigods. Haribol. Then they came up, Krishna looked at them with loving eyes and said, "I know why you have come. And I have decided to fulfill your request. You want me to appear and relieve planet Earth from the burden of the demons. I will appear." I will come. You will take birth in the family of the Yadus, and I will also appear there. All of a sudden, Srimati Radharani began to cry. Everyone looked at Radha, who was sobbing. "Why are you crying?" asked Krishna. "Listen, my dear beloved, just like you have promised to appear on planet Earth, I will also make a promise. When you leave me, I will kill myself. I want to repeat it again. When you leave me, I will kill myself. I want to repeat it again. When you leave me, I will kill myself." Krishna said, "No need. You just come with me." "No," said Radha, "how can I come with you? I cannot go anywhere where there is no Jamuna, where there is no Govardhan, where there is not the sacred dust of Braj, which is raised by the cows' hooves, which are blissfully running here and there. I cannot go." Then Krishna smiled. "Have you heard Vrindavan?" he asked. "Have you heard what Srimati Radharani desired? Now I request you that you come also down to planet Earth." Govardhan, have you heard? Please come down. Yamunaji, have you heard? Please come down. Enter Vrindavan with Kamyavan, Lohavan, Bahulavan, Kandiravan. Have you heard what Radharani desires? Please come down. And Radharani was smiling blissfully because everything was solved. At this, Krishna appeared, but with him the sacred land of Vrindavan, which appeared here on planet Earth. Anyone who goes to this Vrindavan Dham, he will for sure experience soon deep feelings for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has said, if you walk into the area of this earthly Vrindavan, you will get an impetus. Impetus? Do we know what this is? This is an impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. So we will now look at Vrindavan Dham a little bit. The light has to go out. Shishtikata, nicht in Vorspann, nicht? Sondern gleich. And we will simultaneously sing. Zaya. Zaya Zate. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Se Govinda Gopinatha Madana Se Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Se Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Jamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Jama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Jama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada Rama Kunda Kalinde Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahabhara.
Kalendida Muna Daya Daya Mahava Kalendida Muna Daya Daya Mahava Kalendida Muna Daya Daya Mahava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna.
Thank you very much. In Vrindavan, the most wonderful pastimes take place, and I want to read to you a little bit about the dancing of Krishna and Balaram. At that time, Sri Krishna and Balaram appeared. Well, it is described how when Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan, his mother and father come with him into the forest. Each morning they accompany the Lord, and each morning they cannot say goodbye to Krishna. They feel very sorry. Why do you have to go in the forest now? Oh, says Krishna, do not worry. I will only move in the shadow of the trees, mother. There's no pain for me. Yes, but we have so many servants. They can take care of the cows. No, mother, we have to give the example to protect the cows. So they go. The whole village of Vrindavan follows Krishna, the cowherd boys, into the forest where they do the cow herding. Finally, Krishna says, mother and father and all the people of Raj, you have to go back into the forest, into the village, to do your duties. Let us be in the forest. And then the sad hearts, they say goodbye. And they go. And at this moment, when Krishna, Balaram, and the friends are alone, they explode with transcendental happiness. It's almost like a cannon which shoots flowers. The boys begin to run into the forest. They jump in the air, and they and Vrinda Devi is coming, and he tells to the little to all the forest animals, now you have to receive Krishna, do some dancing. And then the deers come and they dance before Krishna and the cowherd boys, and so on. And now I will read to you. At that time, Sri Krishna and Balaram appeared like a sapphire and diamond in the midst of the golden ring of their friends, always intent upon their own amusement. They desired that some boys dance while others sing to celebrate the festive mood of autumn. Understanding the ambition of the Priyasakas, always desiring to please them, the Gopas became intent on arranging an extraordinary performance, making a stage of Vrindavan forest. Expert dancers headed by Subal stepped forward while Madhukanta and Madhuvrata led others in singing. While the other boys danced, Sri Krishna and Balaram would accompany them by singing or by playing on musical instruments. When they were very pleased with the movements of a dancer, they would praise him again and again, saying, Sadhu, 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 Sadhu. In time, the dancing became very spirited, and all the cowherd boys took part. The garlands on their necks moved wildly from the dancing. Their turbans went askew, and their colorful clothing became disarrayed. Due to the intensity of their performance, the boys began to perspire, their whole bodies becoming wet in their ecstasy. Unable to control Madhukanta, the singer, is known as being somewhat whimsical, but when it comes to Kirtan, there's no one his equal. Singing songs of his own composition, he glorified the autumn season, the forest of Vrindavan, and the beauty of his incomparable friend Krishna. When he was finished, Krishna and Balaram rose to their feet and clapped their hands in appreciating, saying, Dear friend, your singing is simply wonderful. Simply wonderful. Then, inspired by Madhu Mangal, who was determined to hear his favorite song, Subal divided the boys into two groups, and clapping their hands, they began to sing a song well known in Braj. You know, it's almost like Madhu Mangal wants now a special concert, and Subal sees it, and he said, and then, with a voice which shamed the cuckoos, they sing. Giri puje ja vihita kena. And then the other side answered, Arachi shakra padam abhayam yena. Who performed the worship of Govardhan Hill? And the other side, he who fearlessly challenged Indra's position. Giri puje jam vihita kena pitani sat nihato yena. Who performed the worship of Govardhan Hill? He who killed Putana. On the other side, Giri puje jam vihita kena trinavata satrat tadashan yena. Who performed the worship of Govardhan Hill? He who crushed the Trinavata demon. And it goes back and forth. I once was in Vrindavan seeing this rich Basi songs. It's ecstatic. There was on one field, there were some boys who were singing, Krishna Kabaya. And then on the other side of the field, Daudi Kabaya. Who is the elder brother of Krishna? Daudi is the elder brother of Krishna. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kavaya. Kavaya, yes, Dauji Kavaya. Our two Matajis are Vrindavan lovers. Yes, they know. Then, Giri Puja Jam Vihitakin, who performed the worship of Govardhan Hill, he who uprooted the Yamala Arjuna trees. And it goes back and forth for a long time. This is Madhu Mangal's favorite song. It's good to know, Mathuresh. Maybe one CD you can bring from Madhu Mangal in Vrindavan. When the song reached its completion, all the gopas smiled. Desiring the recognition of Ramakrishna, Mahabala and some less artistic boys imitated the humming sound of the drones. They were not so artistic, so they sang the the warbling of the swans and the quacking of the ducks. Quack, 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 quack. They also danced in the fashion of peacocks. When Sri Krishna saw their peacock dance, he moved his neck, as peacocks do, his eyes wide open, making all the boys laugh with abandon. Then Madhu Mangal, holding a red pomegranate in his hand. Pomegranate, do you understand this word? What is it? Pomegranate? Yes. Grenade alien. Holding a red pomegranate in his hand, Madhu Mangal then requested Krishna and Balaram to dance and sing as the others had done. All the boys began to cheer and clap, saying, please dance and sing. Please dance and sing. The birds in the trees and the nearby cows also joined in the chorus, and even the leaves in the trees seemed to rustle, saying, sing and dance, sing and dance. They now want to see Krishna and Balaram sing and dance. Adjusting their clothing, the exaggerated movements. Those two brothers, the jewels of their family line, stepped forward like famous actors on a stage. All the boys took their places before them, clapping and cheering in ecstatic anticipation as their ranks swelled with the presence of deer, rabbits, peacocks, and other forest animals. See, the, all the forest animals come to see that Krishna and Balaram start their dance. Krishna and Balaram bowed to their audience, then offered pranam to Bhumi Devi, the sun, goddess Saraswati, and finally to each other. As master of ceremonies, Ujjwala marked the boundaries of the stage with his stick on the forest ground. Taking their place on the left side, those who were musicians sat in a line with their flutes, bugles, drums, and other instruments. With great decorum, Ujjwala, who makes arrangements for all of Sri Krishna's pastimes, invited the two brothers to step forward and instructed the musicians to begin playing. Krishna and Balaram began to dance on that stage, gracefully moving their eyebrows, hands, bodies, and eyes. Expertly accompanying the dancing, the sound of the instruments became one with the tapping sound of their lotus feet. Tat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta wells of nectar, happily looking at each other's faces and deeply absorbed in Ras. At his invitation, Krishna came out in front of Haladara, that's Balaram, moving his hands and feet according to the rhythms played by the musicians. To his audience's great joy, he sang appropriate mantras in accompaniment to his dancing. Tata tate drik iti drigiti drik tata drik tatai drik tatai ta. Upon Ramanuja's indication, Baladev came forward, making his golden ornament jingle, jana jana jam jat, jana jam jat, and his ankle bells resounded, tatai 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 tatai, while the Madanga sweetly sang, dreamy dreamy dream, dreamy do do do. Coloring the area of the stage with his bluish luster, Krishna, full of youthful energy, danced and sang, dam dam drik drin cham cham ni nam nam ni nam nam tutuk tum tum guru 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 dam dram dram guru dram dek dek do do tiri ti twam drim dram drimi dram. Yes, at this the boys burst into loud applause, cheering Krishna in his dancing performance. Bravo, Haribol. Just as one artist encourages another, without breaking the pace of his graceful movements, Baladev embraced his brother, gaining further approval from the Gopas. Since neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony, their hair, which was clustered like crow's feathers, swayed in harmony with their dancing. Spreading his snake-like arms before him, Krishna performed a graceful dance and loudly sang with a youthful voice, Ai ati ati ai ati anati a. Dear Baladev, how fortunate is this earth to be repeatedly touched with your pinkish lotus feet. Ah, ah, ah. Sri Balaram, dancing to complement Sri Hari's movements, his crystal complexion flashing like lightning, sang tatai tatai tai, tatai 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 ta. It is you, Kainai, who blessed this land by manifesting as all the calves and boys in pleasing the mothers of Raj. Then Krishna raised his divine flute to his lips. While the musicians created new sounds and ragas, he deftly played his veena by moving his body and lotus feet with unprecedented expertise. Keeping time to Krishna's flute playing, powerful Balaram touched the ground with one hand and quickly turned the rest of his body in the sky. Then, falling to the ground, he again performed a rotating dance with no other support. Without a break in his flute song, Krishna began to do cartwheels while circumambulating Sankarshan. Can you imagine? Cartwheels, please. But at the same time, he played with his flute. Without interruption. This is... His body swayed with the rhythm of the music like a black and golden firebrand, his hair, the flames trailing in the wind. Without being seen by his elder brother, he took the dust from Balaram's lotus feet and put it on his head. Then he offered the remnants, a little softer please, then he offered the remnants of this dust to his audience, all the while continuing his dance. No, you have to make the music softer. The gopas strained their bowed heads forward and praised him, saying, "Well done, well done." The audience of boys, animals, birds and trees forgot their own separate existence, having given their minds to Bala Krishna's dancing. Their life breath rose and fell with the movement of their limbs, and their hearts beat with the tempo of the music. Completely under the influence of the internal potency, their very beings became saturated with the exhibition of Ramakrishna's Sankirtan. Besides this, they were conscious of nothing else. Krishna's beauty was like a row of blackish clouds, and Balaram was like the moon, who sometimes hid and sometimes came out from among those clouds. As their earrings swung on their cheeks, their eyes rolled in ecstasy, and their footbells jingled in time. The two brothers performed ever new and new, ceaselessly spectacular dances, sometimes singing, sometimes playing their flutes, sometimes making many bodily gestures. This described. Finally, exhausted by their performance, their bodies dripping with perspiration, their clothes in disarray, Krishna and Balaram stopped dancing. With their arms over each other's shoulders for support, Balaram lovingly wiped the pearl-like drops of perspiration from the forehead of his young brother. With a bravado of youthful pride, his right hand in the air, Krishna spoke to his audience. "My dear friends, O forest creatures, dear forest of Vrindavan, you have now seen our dancing according to your all blissful desire. It is always our only and exclusive desire to please you. Now I ask you all, please be truthful. Is there anyone within all the three worlds equal to us in the arts of song and dance? You be the judge. Can any one of you defeat us in such a performance? Do you know of anyone who can, or can you even say something to the contrary? Of you all, if there is a singer who can better sing like us, please come forward and exhibit your artistic prowess." Then Arjuna, Krishna's dearmost friend, stood up, and while tears streamed down his lotus face, he called out in a peacock-like voice, "Krishna Balaram ki!" Oh, you are so Not impressed? Krishna Balaram ki!
Jai!
At this, the entire assembly exploded like a monsoon cloud, becoming mad in the ecstasy of fraternal love. The boys danced with each other, the cows run in circles, peacocks danced, birds flew about, and animals rolled in the dust. Then Madhu Mangal, his left arm on Sridham, comes and he says something which makes everyone laugh. Dear Kanai, due to my intense love for you and to maintain the decorum of my high Brahminical lineage, I did not take up your challenge to dance and sing. However, you should know that were it not for the force of my spiritual powers, Baladao and yourself could do little less than wail and quack like ducks. At this, the entire assembly broke out in uproarious laughter. Many boys pulled Bhatusika and Dhoti, while others poked his belly in fun. Sridham then spoke, "Dear Kanai, as regards your dancing and singing, please hear my words of truth. It is a fact that there is no one among us who can match your wonderful abilities. Still, I must say with all humility, you should give credit where it is due. It is not proper to step over the heads of superiors, neglecting to recognize the merits and teachings." At this challenge, the gopas became quiet. The birds turned their heads, and the does raised their eyes. Everyone strained to catch the speech of Sridham. "It is well known to me," Sridham continued, "that you regularly take lessons in the art of song, dance, and music from my elder sister. Dear Krishna, am I not correct? Is it not true that in the privacy of many full moon nights you take such instruction from Sri Radhika and her sakis, acquiring artistic skill unknown to us?" And then he begins to explain that Krishna actually has learned the arts of dancing and singing from Srimati Radharani. And when they hear this, the gopas, they become extremely rowdy, smiling, snickering, and ridiculing Krishna. Although they taunted him, it was for his pleasure alone. Lotus-eyed Krishna accepted their criticism as excelling the hymns of the Vedas, hanging his head on his broad chest, his hair scattered everywhere, the flowers and buds now fallen, his peacock feather sidewise, his forehead glistening with moisture. Krishna humbly folded his lotus hands. As everyone looked on in silence, he slowly placed his hands to his forehead, tears welling in his eyes, his chest heaving with ecstasy. Remembering his Prema Guru, he spoke with a voice choked with great love and humility. "Whatever Sridham has spoken, I accept as truth. His elder sister is the original potency of Lord Narayan, who empowers all living entities with their respective attitudes. I offer my pranam to his divine sister Gandharvika, who along with her friends teaches the demigods in the arts of song and dance, what to speak of this humble self." Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shah. Very nice. So we will see for the end a few more slides. New fruit. Maybe some technical devotee can show this. What? Okay, do you know Vrindavan Radha, Jani? Do you, anyone? Yes, I can see. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha Krishna, Jaya Radha Krishna, Jaya Radha Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravraja Kacharya Sada Satasi Sinat Estivayengre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kiya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kiya Vrindavan Mathura Dham Kiya Navadvip Mayapur Dham Kiya Ganga Maya Munamaya Kiya Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Kiya Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Go Premanandi Hariyo All glories to the Assembly Glory All glories to the Assembly Glory All glories to the Assembly Glory All glories to Sri Sri Guru Chiranga All glories to Sri Baba So, Hare Krishna, I hope you were able to absorb your consciousness in these nice direct impressions of Krishna and His holy Dham. And I hope that it will be possible for you to be always in Vrindavan consciousness. I remember once when we had visited Srila Prabhupada in the sacred land of Vrindavan, when we were just flying the next day back to Germany, Prabhupada, he looked at us at the end of his lecture and he said, "So how did you like Vrindavan?" And of course we were sad because we had to leave the very next day. So we said, "Very much, Prabhupada." And we said it in a, you know, way which was full of the impending separation. And Prabhupada looked at us and said, "Now it is your duty to bring Vrindavan back into the Western world." He had earlier explained that Vrindavan is not just a dot on the Indian landscape, Ahachap, Vrindavan. Here it is. But it is a state of consciousness as well. Just like Krishna appears in Vrindavan, he can appear in a devotee who has Vrindavan consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So the purpose of this evening is served. You have seen the holy Dham, you have chanted the holy name, and you have heard some of the amazing
dancing pastimes of Krishna. It's amazing, isn't it? It's really a performance. So I wish you... Some of you have looked at the book. From what book have you read? It is a book called Venu Gita, Krishna in Vrindavan, published or written by Shivaram Maharaj. Shivaram Maharaj has taken the commentaries of Srila Prabhupada, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and so on. It has taken their commentaries to some chapters of the 10th chapter, the Venu Gita, and has then extracted this nice commentary from them. It's a very, very nice book, and if our shop can order this, I think that you will have a very nice reading material. It's very nice that all these commentaries from the Acharyas have been taken out. I think we should end here because it is almost approaching 10 o'clock, and I don't want to be the source of your misery. That's it. Wish you a wonderful night, and Hare Krishna.